Lament.
When I was in high school, I attended a theater group. In one of the pieces, my character was from a group of plañideras, or professional mourners in English. And I really enjoyed the fact of this double acting. I had to act that I was pretending that I was crying. It was a burial scene. I remember the joy of being loud and excessive, how our laments occupied the space that was previously inhabited by speech. I also remember the teacher explaining to us how the word placebo was firstly used to designate this mourner's lament, and much later was used in medicine. At that time, I was unconscious of the power embedded in all those things.
Lullaby.
In 1929, the architect Konstantin Melnikov designed 12 monumental buildings dedicated to sleeping. Similarly to a sleep laboratory, in Sonnaya Sonata, workers would be put to bed collectively by the means of various technical and architectural interventions. An important task was performed by the sonic regulation of the space atmosphere. Melnikov planned to replace bothersome, pure noise with organized noises based on the principles of music. Played through special sound horns, the composition of murmuring sounds of nature, as well as symphonies and readings, would trigger such strong physical reactions that the general sleeping time could be effectively reduced by raising the quality of sleep itself.
Moody. I am not moody. Moody is someone else. Moody is a device which records voices of humans, cuts them down into fragments of 20 seconds. Moody listens to conversations, analyzes the fundamental frequency, amount of pitch fluctuation, rhythmic activity, volume, and intervallic diversity. Moody is never moody, but always knows when others are. Moody was on my phone for a while, but now she moved somewhere else. She, he, it, they might be listening when I'm calling my internet service provider for the third time in a day, because it takes 7 days to upload a 2 GB file. Did you hear I was angry when I pronounced the number 3? 3, 4. I want to speak to technical services. Is that why no one is picking up the phone? Is Moody listening to me while I am listening to Caribbean Flowers or Today is Our Day for the third time in a row?
Nest.
May I offer you some nightmare material? Here you go. Imagine Nest, your smart thermostat, being infected by ransomware, that is a malware that blocks access to your device or data unless a ransom is paid. Imagine you are locked in your apartment and both the smart lock and your smart thermostat are infected. The heat is cranked up to 40 degrees and your Google Assistant speaks to you, "Only if you pay me X amounts in bitcoins, you will be released." P.S. Ransomware for smart home devices isn't a dystopian nightmare, as I learned funnily enough by comedian John Oliver. It is already a reality.
Residual.
Having grown up next to a quarry, I tend to connect this kind of dull but at the same time violent noise with breaking up geological layers. That's what soil sounds like when it cracks open. As long as I was living in the village, I have never really questioned the roar, usually not even noticing it. The constant presence of this noise in the background of the everyday life became a habit. A habit that covered the deep sound like a cotton blanket, so that I was not shaken up by it, but rather floated within it. Only after I had to migrate, the perception of this noise would evoke a sudden event, cracking open the deep emotional layers of my remembering body.
Version.
Eric S. Raymond, a quite legendary hacker, and let's put it as an understatement, part of the open source community, made a list of learnings from the development of Linux. Here are some of them. Good programmers know what to write. Great ones know what to rewrite and reuse. Plan to throw one away, you will anyhow. If you have the right attitude, interesting problems will find you. Treating your users as co-developers is your least hassle route to rapid code improvement and effective debugging. Release early, release often, and listen to your customers. Given enough eyeballs, all bugs are shallow.